This is Dan Jones, preacher for the Cowan Church of Christ. Tremendous changes have taken place in our world during the last several decades. This is a fact that is virtually impossible to miss. Quite possibly, life has been altered more during the past 50 to 75 years than it had been in several prior centuries. Some of these changes are good, while others are not so good. Included in these changes are many that have taken place in the realm of religion. Today we want to briefly discuss some of these changing religious trends. Those who are uninformed about these matters might be rather startled at some of the views and notions being advocated. Among many religious leaders, there is widespread denial of the Bible's divine inspiration. Many say that the Bible did not really come from God. While there is much good to be found in Scripture, they say, there is also much that cannot be accepted. This modernistic stance suggests that the Bible is partly true and partly false. Then with arrogant boldness, they will presume to decide which parts are true and which are fable, what is truth and what is not. However, the Bible says all Scripture is given by inspiration of God, 2 Timothy 3:16. In addition to the foregoing, also prevalent is denial of the authority of the Bible. This is not surprising, since those who will not accept its inspiration surely will not accept its authority. But there are others who give lip service to its inspiration while denying the absoluteness of its authority. They depend rather on the decisions of councils and conferences, the conclusions of so-called and often self-styled scholars, religious authorities, whoever they may be, etc., to determine their beliefs and practices for them, rather than searching the Scriptures for themselves in order to learn God-revealed and God-ordained truth. Again, there is also much unbelief relative to Jesus Christ. Many deny His divinity. Astonishing as it may seem, there are many prominent religious leaders who affirm that Jesus was not born of a virgin, that He performed no miracles, that He did not die a vicarious death in sacrifice for man's sins, that He was not resurrected from the grave, and is not now ruling and reigning over His kingdom. At best, they argue, Jesus was no more than a good man and a great teacher. Should it shock us then that religion has lost its meaning for many people when we realize the rampant and impudent infidelity that is infiltrating so many churches? It is obvious, too, that the teachings of Jesus are also denied and rejected. In discussing the importance of baptism with a man on one occasion, a preacher simply read Mark 16:16, "He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, but he that believeth not shall be damned." When confronted with such clear evidence, the man responded by saying, "I don't care what the Bible says, I don't believe it." Many may not be quite that bold, yet in a more subtle way, they still deny the things Jesus taught. Instead of openly saying, "I don't believe it," they explain, that is, they twist and pervert the Scriptures until they reach a contrary conclusion to what the Bible actually says. One method of denying is really no better than any other. These and other ungodly trends that are so prevalent today remind us of the occasion when many of the Lord's followers turned away and walked no more with Him. Jesus then asked the 12 apostles, "Will ye also go away?" But Simon Peter answered, saying, "Lord, to whom shall we go? Thou hast the words of eternal life, and we believe and are sure that Thou art that Christ, the Son of the living God." John 6, verses 66 through 69.